Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com, and Wayne, the number to call in case you missed any of that, 1-855-949-7234. Tom, you've got a final text and tweet for Doc. Go ahead.
This one from Elisa in Portland, Oregon. She says, please ask Doc what I can do about my cat that has severe pica.
Okay, pica is pica, okay? Yeah, pica is a craving and eats everything, okay? And so, and oftentimes it'll become a beast if you feed them, you know, meat and extra cat food and dog food. And so there'll be a 15-pound cat instead of an 8-pound cat. Okay, it's called pica. And invariably it's caused by mineral deficiency. So I would give that cat Arthrodex, one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. Now it kind of err on the extra. If the cat weighs 12 pounds, I'd give it one full scoop. If it weighs 8 pounds, I'd give it a half a scoop. Kind of thing.
You have animal supplements.
Yeah, we have a whole division,
don't you? Yeah,
pet division, absolutely. And so Arthrodex is our kind of healthy brain and heart pack for cats and dogs and horses and cows and so forth, rabbits and hamsters and wombats, you name it. And so then also I would throw in our minerals. Okay, I would give it the just plain plant minerals. Just put, again, like a teaspoon for 20 pounds. So if the cat weighs 10 pounds, it'd be a half a teaspoon. Or plant minerals, put those in the food as well. And the pica will go away. Used to call it cribbing in kids. In their crib, they would sit there and gnaw on the rail. That's why they put that fiberglass sheath on the rails of the beds, because the babies would chew on there, because they were given these baby formulas with only three minerals in there. So when I sued the government in April 16, 2013, they forced them to put them in there. All the cribbing stopped. The kids chewing on the crib rails stopped because they're getting the minerals now. And I eliminated cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and crib death.